Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner, thank you again, as always, for coming to for taking the time to come sit down and talk with us.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to be here.
So, jumping right into things, we always like spotlighting some organizations that are really performing well within the county, and we were talking about it. Who do you want to spotlight this week?
Yeah, let's highlight the school district. I know they're looking to hire new principals, superintendent, and then, you know, there are some state legislative actions that have come upon the school district to keep the kids safe in the schools. And that kind of connects to our sheriff's office. There has to be an armed person in the schools from as long as they're in school. So, you know, that's a heavy lift for the school district and our sheriff's office. So we just wanted to give them a shout out on the hard work that they're doing to protect our kids, keep them safe, as well as, you know, hiring administrative people to teach our kids and make us a better place. So just wanted to highlight them.
Yeah, it's a really busy time right now for the school district. And then looking at yesterday's commission meeting, a few big things, but the main one was the state is almost officially ready to take over the Santa Fe Research Center out there in Orangeville.
Yes, we approved, you know, handing management over. Not official, not to take it totally over yet with the purchase, but helping us start taking over management, contracts, day-to-day operations. So yeah, we approved that yesterday. So as of July 1st, the state of Utah will help us start managing the research center and start the transition. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, that's a very exciting thing, and I feel like it's important to point out there that the state may own it, but it's still based locally, so it's still going to be providing a lot of those jobs to people in the local area.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, the jobs, potential tax base with companies that want to build next to the research center, so a lot of good partnerships and benefits that the county's going to have in the future.
And then it's summertime in Emery County, so a lot of fun events coming up. Lots of city celebrations going on the last few weeks. We've seen Castledale's June Jamboree and Orangeville City Days. And then coming up now, starting on June 28th, you have the Huntington Heritage Days starting with the rodeo.
You bet. That's always a fun event, the rodeo, the activities there at Heritage Days. A lot of good food. I love the lemonade. And then a lot of entertainment. So it should just be a good time and come out. Orangeville Days looked like it went really well. So the city celebrations are starting off really good.
Now, Commissioner, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I think we're just trying to do our best to support the community. We also talked about in commission meeting to potentially pay off the swimming pool and lower our budget expenses to try to help our citizens with their property taxes. So we're just trying to work on doing our best to support the community and help people get through life. So, I appreciate you calling and so that we can communicate with the community.
Hey, we appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come call with us. Thank you again, Commissioner. And again, that was Commissioner Jordan Leonard calling in to talk about all things Emery County. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or you can visit our website at castlecountryradio.com. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.